WWIP, Mabel Louise Stewart is here with us.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning to everyone. Let me start out with one of my favorite verses. Maybe it's yours too. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it's beautiful in Wisconsin. I get so excited to be able to share with you the things that the Holy Spirit puts on my heart. And I've been in a series entitled The Power of a Dream. And what I'm doing is trying to attempt to challenge each of you to pursue your dream, or maybe I should call it your goal in life. How awful it is to come down to statements like, oh, if only I had, or I wish I had. And now I want to be an encourager in your life. Remember, you're never too young or you're never too old to work toward your dream. Think about it. And I want, especially if you wanted to serve the Lord in some capacity and you've never, ever accomplished it. Well, for instance, let me give you a for instance. Like the mission boards all across country are asking for retired professionals to volunteer in places all over the world. They have some short-term opportunities. You could go for 1 year or 2 year. And you'd have to, I'm sure each mission board has different opportunities. But it's something for you to think about. All your life you've thought, I've worked in a factory or in an office or wherever. And you've always said, I wish I could have served the Lord. Well, you still can. Yes, you can. And there's always opening for volunteers in even your local gospel missions. How about your local church? Maybe you've never had time or scheduled a time to serve at your local church. Well, now's the time. You could ask the pastor if you could help by pursuing something you've always wanted to do. Well, I've been talking to you about Lydia, who is just that same person. I thought, what a perfect example, because she was a businesswoman, a lay person. She was not a priest or anything, and not in any palace, and just an everyday living woman. And one that God used in a simple way in her life. And Lydia was not satisfied in her heart. She was a seeker. Maybe you're saying to me, Mabel Louise, what do you mean being a seeker? Well, she was empty in her heart. And she was wishing for a close relationship with God. And she was pursuing whatever she could find, because we learned from her, from the commentaries and from the lesson in the Bible, that she was actually seeking at a prayer meeting. Let me read just three verses right now. They're short, so I won't take long. Verse 13 of chapter 16 of the book of Acts, I have my Bible open right in front of me. It says, and on the Sabbath, we, meaning Paul and Silas, went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spoke to the women which were present. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, she heard us. In other words, she was listening. Whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things that Paul spoke about. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Isn't that interesting? Just those few verses gives us a clue of Lydia's experience. No doubt she was taught as a child about God. And even though this area was known for worshiping God Apollos, she knew how and when, because she went to on the Sabbath to worship. But guess what? She had never known about Jesus coming to earth to die for her sins. She wasn't satisfied in her heart. She seemed so empty. In other words, she was seeking the truth about the Lord. In spite of her work and her heavy responsibilities of being a professional businesswoman, she took time out to worship the only true God and to meet for prayer on the Sabbath. You see, there was no synagogue, Jewish synagogue, in the area because there were not enough people to conduct the services. It required 10 to 14 families to maintain and even to open a synagogue. Well, it was customary in that area of Thyatira for people to meet by the riverside as a second choice. Perhaps it was cool there and the banks were available to sit down and look at the water and listen to each other pray. Some of the historians report that there were 13 women there praying. I don't know how they knew that. But anyway, there were a group of women that were praying, and Paul and Silas were looking for a synagogue, couldn't find one, and so they decided, someone must have said, well, there's a group over by the riverside, and they have a prayer meeting every Sabbath. So Paul and Silas began to share their faith with those women. And the Bible, as I just read, said Lydia heard. That means that she was listening to every word that Paul was saying about Jesus. And she thought, oh, finally, I've heard the truth. So she listened and she responded by asking Jesus in her heart. She was hungry and she was thirsting after God. And we know she was a seeker after the truth because, guess what? She was the first convert in Europe. And that's where I came. My salvation and your salvation came from the pilgrims that came to America from Europe. Well, Paul spoke about the God of Abraham who had sent his only son to earth to redeem the people. Jesus was that bridge between God and man. So he told the women that by faith in Jesus Christ, there is redemption and eternal life and a new way to live. And I'm telling that to you today. Oh, how you need to turn your heart over to Jesus. She listened, she heard, she opened her heart. She had known about God, but not the truth that God had sent his only son to die for her on the cross. So not only was she a seeker, and now she has become a saint. Through the scriptures, believers are those who have trusted Christ as their Savior, are called saints. We become saints when we trust Christ, not because of any merit of our own, but because Christ paid the penalty for our sins. I like this verse, Titus 3:5, because it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Yes, she was receptive, and the Holy Spirit opened her heart and transformed her life. The Bible says in Corinthians, the 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. Lydia gave testimony to her faith in Christ by being baptized. So no longer does she become a seeker. She became a saint, and she also becomes a servant. And so she is aware of a beautiful bond of fellowship that existed between believers. All the social barriers were broken down, and status really meant nothing. Lydia made room in her home, not only for her family or servants. Several of the commentaries said she was a well-to-do lady who ran a business in dyeing purple robes for royalty, but that she also opened her home for Paul, Silas, Luke, and Timothy. How would you like to open your home for four preachers? That's right. They all went to live with her home. So she must have had a good size home. And this actually, her home, she became a servant, like I told you. They met daily. And I'm sure that all those servants of the Lord were not only preaching, but counseling people all day long. So I guess we can say her home became Grand Central Station. And then last but not least, Lydia became a supporter of those who serve the Lord. Not only did she open her home, she led the people in her household, her servants, to the Lord. And then she, of course, had house church in her home. So she was a seller, a seeker, a saint, a servant, and a supporter. She was not too busy or too proud to serve the Lord after she had accepted Christ as her Savior. Let me just say in closing, the Holy Spirit prompted me to study and plan this series. So I can't help but believe that someone out there in my audience is in a holding pattern, and you have a dream, but you've never had the courage to pursue it. So may I encourage you to just do it. Think about what you enjoy doing, and think about what makes me excited and happy. And if you want my list of 20 steps to pursue your dream, I would be happy to mail a copy to you. Just write me here at the station. And my prayer is that the Lord has challenged you to get going and pursue your dream. So I'll just close the broadcast by saying, just do it. God bless you and goodbye.